So the song of the Shir is the nature of the fast of Teves. It says here, 10th of Teves. The truth is, there's 2 days in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, first marker on the sheet, when you're supposed to fast in Teves. I read the Gemara here, Soma Asiri, the Navi speaks about the fact of Asi Lavo, the Psalm of the 10th month, will be Nefach, the Simcha. So what is Soma Asiri? It says the Gemara is the Asar of a Teves, Shavu Samach Melech Bavel Yerushalayim. It's the date that Melech Bavel, the son of the fourth korban, surrounded the city. Nemar hid var Hashem elai b'shana tshis, b'chad shah asiri, b'esar l'chodesh le'mor. And so Pasuk in Yechezkel, that Yechezkel was told to take down this date, even though he was in Bavel, the Nebuah, he was niskala, that this is the day that the Melech Bavel besieged the city, which will ultimately bring to the korban of Ayat Rishon. Skip down to the fourth line, the Gemara says, "Vani eni Omer Kain." I don't think you should fast on the 10th of Tevet. Rather, Ela Soma Asiri, the Chamisha of Tevet. You should fast on the 5th of Tevet. What happened on the 5th of Tevet? Shabba ba Shmua Lagola Shuk Sa'ir. After the Korban is Tisha B'Av, right? Later, 6 months later, the Apollites, some refugees, came from Eretz Yisrael telling the Jews in Bavel that the Korban happened. Shnemar Vehi Veshtei Se Shana Vesh. The 10th month, the 5th day, the 5th of Tevet, the Galusein, Ubar Eli, Hapali, Mushan, Lamar, Huksa, Yir. The 2 days in the Gemara here, when do you fast in Tevet? Do you fast on the 10th of Tevet? Like we do, that's the anniversary of the time the city was besieged, the time of Vayishvishon, or do you fast on the 5th of Tevet, which is the day that the Jews in Babel found out that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed beforehand, 6 months earlier. In terms of the dates, if you see, there's both spoken in Yechezkel, the 9th year and the 12th year. So you see the siege was for a while, it was like a 2.5 year siege or so, and then after that, the Korban happened, and then the Jews in Babel found out. So we know the halacha, we of course fast on the 10th of Tevet. We remember the fact that the Melech Bavel began the siege on this day. But I think it's worthwhile to analyze why that's so and what the debate is between the opinions here in the Gemara. So if you look at the second makor, the Medrash Lechach Tov writes, L'nagu Yisrael l'tanas el ba'asar b'tevet. We fast on the 10th. Al Shem Hamaisa, Shagol Hamaisa Yosef Menashmur. What does that mean, Gadol Hamaisa? What was the Maisa that happened today? The siege. Yosef Menashmur, what was the Shmua? This thing has happened. Now, this idea that Gadol Hamaisa Yosef Menashmur is a bit odd, because Bishlama, if we're talking about choosing to fast on Tisha B'Av, when the business was destroyed, or when we heard about the Korban, so I think Gadol HaMaisa Yosef Meshua, it makes more sense to fast on Tisha B'Av than it is to fast on the day you heard the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, the 5th of Tevet. But here we're comparing apples and oranges. We're saying Gadol HaMaisa, the fact that the city was besieged, more than what? Than that we heard the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. We heard about the Beit HaMikdash, not the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, because he was only besieged on the 10th of Tevet. So what exactly is the cheshbon here? You have a question? So, one approach is to say, then look, when we say that the 10th of Tevet is the Maisa, it's not just referring to the fact that the Bavlim surrounded the city. But really, on some level, this was the beginning of the Korban, this was the Korban. So if you look at the Medrash and Huma, source number 3, the Medrash actually claims that the Beit HaMikdash was supposed to be destroyed on Azara B'Tevet. Today was supposed to be the day of the Korban. But Kadosh Baruch Hu and Rahman and Yisrael realized that they would send them to Galus. At this point, they wouldn't survive the winter, so he delayed the Korban until the Tisha B'Av, until the summer. Again, it was more than 6 months, it was maybe 2.5 years, but he delayed it until a more convenient time. Look at source number 3. V'od talva gadola asa Yisrael keitzat shebashar B'Tevet hayu ru'uyin Yisrael legalus. Yerushalayim. Shekeinu Omer, then Adam ksov lecha et shem hayom hazeh ve'etzem hayom hazeh. Umar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Omer, im yotzin akshav v'tzina heimetim, too cold. Now again, it's not that he waited just 6 months, he waited more than 6 months, but for whatever reason, he waited that time. But on some level, Asarat Tevet is really the day of the Korban.
So again, we have over here two opinions in the Gemara. Do you fast on Tevet, what's known as the day of the Shmua, or do you fast on Yud B'Tevet, which is known as the day of the Maisa, right? This is the Masor, the siege. The Shmua is the Hay, Shmua La Korban. And the Medrash says, we fast on the 10th, because Golo HaMaisa, Yod HaMashmua, I ask, what does it mean, Golo HaMaisa V'Shashua, that you're comparing apples to oranges? No, maybe not. Maybe the reason the Maisa is more significant, because it wasn't just the siege. What was it? It was Mamish, it was the Gzar Din on the Korban. It was really the Gzar Din on the Korban. But Rav just had a... Rachmona, so he's the lady. But really, this is the day of the Korban.
But that's not the Pasha Pshat of the, you know, if you reject this Medrash, you don't assume that really Asarat Tevet was when the Korban was Nigzar, then the question comes back.
Why is Golo HaMaisa HaMaisa Yosem HaShmur? So what do you find, huh? Any ideas?
Actions speak louder than
words. Actions speak louder than words. Maybe the action is more significant. Why is the action more significant? After all, it's just action of the Masor. But still, it was an action. Maybe, philosophically, an action is more significant than a Shmur.
This quoted in the name, I found the name of the Jonathan Ivishus in the Artist Bash. I couldn't find it there. It's not on my computer, so I wasn't able to find it. But I found the Bnei Sofskar, the Chassidus Sefer. He says the same thing. He actually quotes the Gemara in Tainus. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan claims that if he was in the time of the Korban, he would have made Tisha B'Av on Yud B'Av. Really, we should celebrate Yud B'Av. We should mourn Yud B'Av. Why do we mourn Tisha B'Av, says Rabbi Yochanan? The Chorah, the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, it only began to burn on the 9th. But really, the Ikar Shreifa was on the 10th. So what are Chachamim telling Rabbi Yochanan? Chilas Paranusa Adifa. No, we mourn the 9th, so that's the beginning of the Paranusa. So what was really the beginning of the Paranusa?
The Matzor.
So maybe philosophically the Maisa is the Matzor. It's just the Matzor. But it's Tchila Adifa. Tchila Adifa. And here I have source number 4. Umashu, quote the command of Hainis. Rabbanan Hainu Lama Kavua B'Tshi. Why was the Korban really, the Tishwa rather, commemorated on the 9th. Mishani atchalas parinus adifa, hainu ikar yesh lisanin alachatchala. V'nira dechachmei ador lamdu medivei anavi. Where did Chachamim know to be kovei Tisha B'Av on the 9th and not on the 10th? They learned it from this din of Asarat Tevet. Shamber b'nevua chumas tzomas siri shiroi v'litzchos to the Shabbos. We'll talk about this later. Yosef shar tzomas asher behem chorba v'tzivikshenu. Avol hu liyos ze yom atchalas the paranusa. Bobe yom salach malafavol the tzar.
So the Tchalas Panusa is really the most significant time to commemorate, and therefore it's true that we're comparing hearing about the Matzor to, commemorating the anniversary of the beginning of the Matzor versus hearing about the Korban, but really the Matzor is more significant because the Tchalas Panusa Adif.
Is that the same thing as saying that
it's
a Maisa philosophically greater, or that's like a little bit different?
What's the difference?
Well, I mean, one, you could just say, like, this is when things started. So, like, when things started, that's more important than, like, hearing after the fact about what happened. Whereas another one is classifying Maisa as, like, a significantly greater...
I was formulating more like the latter. The reason I formulate that way is because the Gemara is interesting thing in the Sefer Megillah. The Gemara is in the Sefer Megillah, it's wondering the sequence of the bracha of the Shmona Esrei. It says the seventh bracha of the Shmona Esrei is Gol Yisrael. So the Gemara says, why? Because the Gemara says, when Moshiach is going to come, Motzei Shviz. So after Gemara, well, then the eighth bracha should be Gol Yisrael. Why is it seventh? Gemara has a famous line that there'll be a Melchama on the Shvi, and the Melchama is a Tchal to the Gula. Tchal to the Gula. So the Nesiv there, in his parish, in Romi Soda, in Megillah, writes that this idea of Kalt of Gula Adifa is the same idea as Chilasa the Paranus Adifa. It's a philosophical idea that when things you know, start, that's the most significant time. So that's why I formulate it that way. You're also formulate, you might not present it as a more general idea, but in economics.
Which is the best, you might say, which is also the beginning.
I hear you. You could time that too.
Yeah, it's not just like we just always care about when things start.
I mean, the 17th is Muhammad, and you're already talking about Goli Shoah. It's hard to see that. You know, I think it's more of like a
separate process. That's a separate
kasha,
whether or not you.
So I viewed it as more a statement, you know, philosophically, it's, you know, significant, not. But I hear you.
It's philosophically,
I
mean, because
of the beginning. Okay, okay. Anyhow. So what would the other Ramban the Gemara say? Hey, David, why should we care about. He might argue with this. He might say, it's not true, you know, especially if it's a question of philosophy, so he might disagree. But the third shot I thought to give to Yusuf's Machlokes is really totally on how you look at a time. What is the purpose of a time? Any ideas? Why do we fast?
To
mitzvah or tshuva. So that's the understanding of the Rambam. The Rambam writes, source number 6, that this estimate leads us to Ariya, the Chasos, the Kultar, Shetava, all the people. If there's a tsar, there's a war, something like that nature, you have to blow the shofar, and you have to do tshuva. V'davar zevi dake tshuva, third line. Shevzar shetova tzara v'izakol alev yariu v'yedu akol shebegal v'aseim harayim horo lahem d'chsiv v'naseichem hitu v'zeo sheyigrum lahem v'hasir atzara me'alein. So the Rambam, the point of tainess is to do tshuva. And then he continues in fact, hey, yesham yamim, source number 6, B, yesham yamim shekol yisrael nitanim lahem yipnei atzara sheyiru behem kedei la'orer l'bavos l'tova sake tshuva, in order to encourage people to do tshuva. And then he says one of them is a sara vitei. So for the Rambam, the purpose of a tainis is to do tshuva. What else might be the purpose of these taniyos, of these, you know, the four taniyos? So Gdalia, Shivat HaTamuz,
the Zizka,
oh, maybe it's the Veilos and the Chorban. It's connected to the Chorban. In fact, the Ritva in tainis of Yud contrasts tainis Esther, which is not connected to the Chorban, Luchara, to the other Taneis, and he writes in 6C, Ain Perish Jibet Somos in the Megillah, say Dal Somos, Jatiknu Kazal al Chorban. That's nothing to do with Chorban, that's a separate, you know, type of time. So we have two understandings why a person would fast. One, because it's Ora Tshuva. Alternatively, it might be a type of, you know, Deka Luchorban, Avelos, and the like. Now, if I would ask you if you should fast on the 5th of Tevis, the day of the Shmuah of the Churban, or the 10th of Tevis, the day that the Matzor began, how would you link this question? Yeah?
If it's the Zecher, so then probably from the actual Churban.
What is the actual Chorban? Meaning the Yom Shmuah?
Yeah.
So if it's connected to the Chorban, it makes sense, we should do Yom Shmuah. Whereas, if it's a Din Tshuva, then what?
Start doing Tshuva from Gzar Din after, from the beginning.
What caused, why do we have to do Tshuva? Our Averis. When were the seeds, you know, planted? Even earlier, but like the earliest time, it's connected. That's what I wanted to tie up. Well, can agree, disagree, but I want to say it out a little more clearly that there's a shy of what the point of fasting is, you know, by these dalos almost. Is it, you know, fundamentally just a form of tshuva? That's what the Rambam is understanding. And Tisha B'Av is different. Tisha B'Av has certainly some of those aspects to it. Or is it, you know, really more a function of Zechel Chorban? So I think it makes sense to say, like I was saying, that if it didn't avail from the Chorban, so when they heard about the Chorban, that's when they should fast, the 5th of Tevis. Whereas if it didn't Shuva, so what caused the Chorban? So you have to look at the sources, you go back to the beginning, potentially. Again, can formulate this in other ways, you know, is it more emotional or more intellectual? Emotionally, when they heard about the Chorban, that's when they, you know, decided to be Zavel. They had times when they heard about it. Most of the Jews are already in Zavel all the time, right? Acheres or Masker already left 10 years earlier. Whereas if it's din in, you know, intellectually, what caused it? So this is what caused it. The beginning, you know, caused it. In fact, it's actually interesting. Yerushalmi here, number 5, that claims that they probably fasted in different places at different times. It quotes the machlokas, and the last line, Elash Rabbi Yehuda mitanim alamaisa, v'vugaliyos alashmua. In Eretz Yisrael, the minute was to fast on the 10th of Tevis, when the siege began, and in Babel, the minute was to fast when, on the 5th of Tevis, when they heard about the korban. Okay, so what I just analyzed here was the debate in the Gemara: do we fast on the 10th of Tevis like we do, because that's the anniversary of the siege, or do you fast on the 5th of the Tevis, which is the anniversary of the Shmuel, when the Shmuel came to Babel? And I analyzed it in 3 different ways. The Gemara, the Medrash says the Maisa is greater, so it could be that because the Maisa is really the Gzar Din on the Korban, and the Manavu says the 5th of Tevis argues, that's the day of the Tanchuma. The second shot was no, really, we're arguing about there's the Ishkul Machokes between apples and oranges. Is it the Shmu on the Korban or the Maisa on the Matzah, which is the Pashtus? So what's the debate? The question is whether Skila pronounced Adifa, right? Chachamim said Tisha B'Av the Tisha B'Av Skila pronounced Adifa. What does Rabbi Yochanan say? When should Tisha B'Av have been? Should have been in Yod, because he doesn't hold a Skila pronounced Adifa. Again, there's different ways to formulate it. Is it a philosophical question or is it a more practical question? 100%. Third shot is that maybe it's a tolerate on how you look at a tanya in general. Is a tanya fundamentally a day of tshuva like Rambam, or is a tanya more for zekel korban? If it's fundamentally a question of zekel korban, remember the korban, fifth of Teves. If it's more on tshuva, maybe it's the beginning of the process, the seeds of the korban. Yeah.
You say the point the other way. Also, I mean, the Bible we said that we do a day was also you know for things that came before the korban. And the other fasts are all not the shots of Korban, except for Tishabab. But if we're saying we're doing them to commemorate,
yeah.
So you could say by the beginning of the siege, which means even to commemorate, doesn't need to be true.
We have to mean Abel on the Abel on the Masur. The question is, do you have Abel on the
go another way?
It's clear that they had two options, they were picking one of them, right?
Yeah.
That there was like, we know that there are X number of fasts, and we know that it's one of these two options. So which one's best?
Right.
Fine, but I don't know that you could tie it into.
You could
either way,
but
we know. We know there's only a certain amount of
fat.
So
right.
If
right.
You're gonna pick which one's better, then which one's more appropriate.
Right. I hear what you're saying. I mean, I also hear what you're saying, but I think, given the reality, you have to pick one. So,
I'm
going to.
But you could go both ways. I'm just not sure that you're.
I'm not saying it's more. This is a suggestion I'm getting. I should mention there are other days in Kodesh Tevis that. There's a recommendation to fast. If you paid attention this morning to the keynote that we said, or the slichos, there's the fast of the 8th of Tevis, where the Torah was translated into Greek, and there's the 9th of Tevis. 9th of Tevis is like a big anomaly. No one knows what it is. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch. Some people fast the 9th of Tevis, and it's unclear why. So the Farshim of Shulchan Aruch say, what's the big deal? It's Esther and Ezra Sofer died. But it's not the way it's formulated in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, it's like a secret. It's a secret. And there's a lot of discussion what the 9th of Tevis represents. I don't want to give a whole shiur on this. But you know, some tanya, that was the day that Yeshua was born, right? Because it's right around 25th of December now. That was the day Yeshua was born. So we fast some of the kapara that from us came out this Avodah Zarah. And others argue that's the day that Esther was taken to the Ahasuerus. It says in the public that she was taken in Tevis. We don't know when. Maybe she was taken on the 9th of Tevis. So it was also she was Nesh Dish, she had to go to the Melech, even though ultimately we were redeemed by it, but it was a terrible, you know, Maisa. And there are other days as well, you know, there were some early Christians who were causing a lot of sorrows to the Jews, and there was one of them, Orion, who like pretended to be, you know, a Christian. He basically convinced the Christians to leave the Jews alone and try to missionize, you know, leave the Jews alone. So when he died, because he was really a tzaddik who was like pretending to be a Christian, we have, that's why it's a secret, we don't want anybody to know about it. There are many different days what the significance of Tevis is. Anyway, Lamaisa, in our Gemara, we have two dates presented, is the 5th or the 10th, two reasons given, and I try to analyze what, you know, the Mila of each one is, really trying to explain what the Mila of the 10th is. Is it because that's when the Gzar Din of the Korban actually, you know, was? They say name the Arz Vash, if you find it, the Sotka quotes it here. Or is it just that that's when the siege happened, but the siege itself is more significant even in the Shmuel the Korban, because the Kriyos Purim at Bifa, or alternatively, maybe, what's the third shot? Maybe it's a more probably on how you look at, you know, the purpose of the fast in the first place. Is it more for tshuva, or is it more for avelus? If it's more for tshuva, maybe the beginning is more significant. Those are the seeds, you know, that ultimately brought to the Chor. What I want to do now is ask a different question, and that is, what is the chumrah of this time? We know that, you know, we have Tisha, Yom Kippur is only Tanis Avin and Torah. And then we have Tisha B'Av, which we fast 24 hours, very chumrah fast. And then we have what's known as the minor fast. So usually we assume that Asarat Teved is one of the minor fasts. In fact, it's usually the easiest fast because it's the shortest, right? The minor fast you only have during the day. And in the winter, you know, the fast ends quite early. Is that really so? Is it possible that maybe Asarat Teved is very chumrah? Maybe it's like Tisha B'Av on some level. Maybe it's even more chumrah than Tisha B'Av. How you talk? So, the Medrash HaTechuma that I quoted earlier, source number 3, claims that the Gezar Din of the Korban was on the Sabbath day. Kadosh Baruch Hu just was merachim on us and delayed the Korban to the summertime. Likewise, even if you hold the fast of Asarat Teved, or Teved, it's not on the Sarv, it's on the 5th. If you look back at the Gemara in source number 1, the Gemara says they heard the Shmua on the 5th day of Teved, to also Yom Shmua ki Yom Tresa. It's a very, very unique phrase. What do you mean, also Yom Shmua ki Yom Tresa? Do we ever say that, you know, Shiraz HaBetamus is Kiyom Strefa? No, it's Shiraz HaBetamus. That's the day that they broke into the city. But it's not Kiyom Strefa. Why is Asarat Teved Kiyom, or Chamisha Teved Kiyom Strefa? So it seems like there is an understanding, not the mainstream understanding, but there is an understanding that the Asarat Teved is the Pasha Pshad is that it's Kishar Tzomot. It's other, like other minor fasts. Or maybe it's Kitisha B'Av. Maybe it's similar to Tisha B'Av. Obviously, again, you can't push this. We don't have the Kruvei Avelos. We don't, you know, sit on the ground. We don't, it's just a timeless, and it's a short timeless. But maybe we'll see, there's some echoes of the understanding that it's a very, very chamor fast. So the first nafkamina is the famous of Budraham, the Beis Yosef quote. If you look at verse number 7, the Budraham writes, "V'chiluk yesh b'neihem sh'ar b'tomos im nitchim l'fa'amim k'shachol b'shabbos." Is, you know, tainis shivat b'tomos falls on Shabbos, so you push it off to Sunday. Chutz mi'asar b'tevis, but asar b'tevis is unique. It's more common. She'enochal la'olam. In our account, it won't fall on Shabbos. The Bali Muchal, if it would fall on Shabbos, Avachal the Fami Yoshishi falls out on Friday, even today, which fast on Friday. If it's Anibov, Afilo Hayachal the Shabbos, even had the calendar been different, it would fall on the Shabbos. Loyo, Licholim with Choso, Liom Echad, Acher, they couldn't push it off, you'd have to fast on Shabbos. The word Be'etam Ayom Azeh is found by Yom Kippur, it's also found by kindness of Asara Teves, says that Budraham had Asara Teves to follow out on Shabbos, we would fast even on Shabbos, which is quite surprising. I should mention, this is a Das Yachin in the Rishonim. Rashi, next source in Megillah, it writes explicitly that your Ma'acher, the fast, M'chal Yos B'Shabbos, Ma'acher in Liyamachar, B'chein Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, V'adin L'Shiv Azav V'Tamuz, V'il Asara Teves. So it's a portion Rashi, Lahara, that Asarat Teved is no different than other Taneos, we would push it off. And that's how the Rambam passes the halacha that if Asarat Teved would follow out, or any of the Taneos would follow the Shabbos, you are Dochet. And in fact, the Beis Yosef, when he quotes Avudram, he like wonders, Minayimah, how does Avudram know this? But there is a Shita of Avudram, the same Shita, that if Asarat Teved would follow the Shabbos, we fast even on Shabbos, which is more common than Tisha B'Av. It's more common than Tisha B'Av. So why is that so? Time is for Shabbos. So there are different understandings in Achronim. Rosh Hameach claims that really the whole issue of the fast on Shabbos is to fast all of Shabbos for 24 hours. So when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, what do you have to do? Tisha B'av. What do you do?
Ask my bro.
You push it off. Why do you push it off? Because you can't fast for 24 hours in Shabbos. This is Rav Shabbos. But when a Aser Tevye falls in Shabbos, or any other Shabbos Taniyot, what could you do? You could fast.
I did. Fast
today. Fast today. Eat chicken soup Friday night. And fast during the day. According to Arsameach, this is applies to all Taniyot. All Taniyot you could fast in Shabbos. Again, it's exclusive in the order of Vigram, that's not the case. Vigram says it's a special din in Shiva in Aser Tevye. But the way Arsameach learns, if you look at verse number 9, Shabbos Tomas the Tiny Surak Yom, Mutar Mea Torah, Lisanas or Shabbos. So the way the Rashanah comes out, it's almost too good. It says all taniyot, if they come out of Shabbos, you can fast them, except for Tishra. Why? Because Tishra for 24 hours, you have to be tochen. That doesn't give us any unique status to the Aser Tevye. That just says there's no Isser to fast during day on Shabbos.
Also mentioned that according to that, then Yom Kippur should also be.
Well, Yom Kippur. Halacha is that you fast Yom Kippur, right?
Because only because if Tisha B'av you can't fast on Shabbos, so then you can fast on Shabbos, so then
Lachora. Well, the Isser the need not to fast on Shabbos is hard to interrupt Bani. Whole in the Kavod Shabbos, kind of owning Shabbos is in Jerabanan. Assumes this is the right to fast on Shabbos. I can't get into the whole thing. We use the halacha, we assume we shouldn't fast chatos on Shabbos day. But the Isser Min HaTorah is to fast all 24 hours. He thinks there is an Isser Min HaTorah and it's only applied to fast, after chatos. Obviously, on Kippur, you have to fast. There's no way you can't be dochen on Kippur. That's like in the right. If it comes to Jerabanan, we're dochen them. I don't want to get all the details in Arsameach, but Arsameach doesn't help us so much because he doesn't assume that there's a unique status to Aser Tevye. He just thinks that there's no reason to fast if you eat Friday night, so therefore you can fast. You had a question, Chaim?
No.
Okay. Reb Chaim has a different shot. Reb Chaim here in the source number 10 says that we are fast at Tainis Chalom. Person wakes up, today most people don't do this because we watch the news and we hear of all these things, so we don't assume that our dreams have such significance. Once upon a time, people's dreams were more significant. It was like the Ein and the Vua. Person wakes up, Shabbos morning, he had a terrible dream, he's got a lot to fast. So it says, Chaim, a lot to fast. And likewise, that means that the day itself is significant, but other taniyos, you have to fast during that month, in the fifth month, right? But here, it's Etzamei Yom Hazeh. And that's what we're doing in the Vodrom that way. There's a din in the day. And the day requires you to fast, and therefore you can even be doka Shabbos. Okay, again, it's unique, but it's unique for a technical reason because it says Esamei Yom Hazeh. What I want to highlight is the next opinion on the sheet, Ali Tamar, of Yisachar Tamar. He was a Rav in Europe. He made Aliyah before the war. And he was a Rav in Tel Aviv. Big bulky in Yerushalmi. He wrote like 6 or 7 volumes on Yerushalmi. So in his papers in Yerushalmi Sukkah, he writes the following. Reveir Divrei Avudraham Nira, Shekmo B'yom HaKippurim Dekosuv V'Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh Aminan Shul Yom Tokif V'Amit V'Aminan Yitzumo Shalem Mechaper. Just like on Kippur, there's a unique status to the day, right? There's a day of Revi that even if you don't do Tshuva, the day itself is Mechaper. Afkan Yish Bo Mitokvo Shal Yom. It says in Pasuk and Navi, V'Etzem HaYom HaZeh. Why? Because the day itself is significant. Yitzay Shabbat Yom HaZeh Achel Talich HaKorban. The Korban started. K'mash Chosav Yechesko Ben Adam Kosov Lacha as Shem Hayom, he should record the date. As Etzem Yavazeh, Samach Melech Babel El Yerushalayim, the Etzem Hayomazeh. Kofo Etzem Hayomazeh, come up on him, Laharos, as Itzumo Shalayom, Kamo Yom Kippurim. So Rav Yisachar Tamar writes that Aser Tevye is more chomer than to other Taniyot. It's the Etzem Yavazeh, it's like Yom Kippur, it's the beginning of the Chorban. Again, you can connect this to the idea. But what emerges, according to this pshat, is the reason you're allowed to fast on a Aser Tevye had it fallen out on Shabbos is because it's more chomer. It's even more chomer than Tisha B'av. Tisha B'av was over. Tisha B'av is a sofa parnusa. Atchalas parnusa is a Aser Tevye, which is an amazing thing. And then he continues to say that halachic naskaminas. Again, the issue of whether I can fast on Shabbos is theoretical because we don't have, according to our calendar, a situation where it would ever fall on Shabbos. But he speaks about a chole. He writes, Ra'iti beiton ha-modiyah. He quotes the Modiyah.
Tevet Tav Shin Chavav, 1966. Shehevi B'Shem Rish Sofer, he's one of the grandchildren, great-grandchildren of the Chassam Sofer, the Sifat Torah Chaim, Shehevi. Why does Avudram bring this? It's a theoretical nafkamina. Why does Avudram bother bringing this down? No, he brought it down because they're teaching us something that is no Gaila Maitre. Again, one of the grandchildren of the Chassam Sofer. Shomer Sheyesh Lakush Ladiver Avudram Lahachmir Basar B'Tevis. V'chein Ra'isi Yemenu Shebesof Chaya Yamav. He wouldn't fast on, you know, some Gedalia, because he was old, he was putter. But Afal Pichein, he's on it, but Sovet Tevis, Bechol Koko, Yashu, Chomur, Kiyoma, Kippur, and Adkan. So, Chaim Sofer, the Machane Chaim, claims that one is supposed to fast on a Sovet Tevis like Yom Kippur. So this certainly highlights the Chumrah of this time. So just put it on the board. The question was, is the fast of time is of Tevet, you know, we'll call it a Sarva Tevet, although it could be the Hevet Tevet just the same, is it like Shard Somos, which is the Pashas, or is it like Tisha B'Av, maybe more Chumrah Tisha B'Av? Raya's being A, the Medrash, it says that's when the Korban was supposed to happen, and B, the Gemara here says Yom Shmua Kiyom Sreifa, the fifth of Tevet is Kiyom Sreifa, then it would be like Tisha B'Av. The measure sounds like even more than Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av was like a Nidcha, but really the Chumrah was supposed to happen today. So, first question is, why do you fast on Shabbos, according to the Avudram, which is a unique sheet in the Rishonim, most of the Greek, but according to the Avudram, you fast on Shabbos. So you might, if it's just a technical issue, like Or Sameach, or Chaim, so you say it's like Shar Tomas fundamentally, but it's a technical issue. Right? You don't have to ask me. It's something that's wrong. But Ali Tamar says, no, you fast on Shabbos because it's chomor. Here again, you have to say that it's more chomor than Tisha B'Av. It's more chomor than Tisha B'Av, which is very unique. And then he says, what's the din of a chole she'ein bo zakana? A chole she'ein bo zakana. So the pashas is, if you ask a rav, you know, you're not feeling well, and it's a Sarvat Tevis, they'll tell you, eat, mutter. Whereas the Rav Chaim Sofer said, no, you have to be machmer like Tisha B'Av. Unless it's Tkoch Nefesh, also to eat. And as you mentioned, it's interesting, Chaim Sofer, from the Tzayim of Chassam Sofer, the Chassam Sofer in his Perush on the Siddur, on the Lichos of Sabbath Tevez, writes, based on this measure, that not only did the Chassam Sofer decide that year that the Tkoch was going to happen, on our Sabbath Tevez, it was again, 2.5 years before, but he decided on Sabbath Tevez, but every year, today, Kadosh Baruch Hu decides if the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt. So, that, according to that understanding, it makes sense. It's a very, very common day. So I think it's not for naught that the person who is the tributary of Chaim Sofer is from the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer thought that this day was a very, very significant day. That's how he explains the Avudram. The reason you're allowed to fast is because it's a tanuk to fast. Because if you fast, well, the tshuva, the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt. That's John the Woodrum. Okay, it's a drasha, but it's a nice drasha. I should just mention, before I conclude, that Sarvat Tevez was chosen after the Holocaust by the Rabbanut to be, initially they wanted to make it Yom HaShoah, some type of day commemorating the Korban. And then there was a lot of politics involved because the secular Zionists didn't want a day that would somehow show weakness and show Chorban. So they wanted to commemorate the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising, which was a really tremendous act of Gvura, that the Jews, despite their terrible situation, you know, made hand grenades out of, you know, things they had in their kitchens, and they went to fight, and they ultimately chose the Yom HaShoah to be in Nisan. The Warsaw Ghetto Uprising was Erev Pesach. They realized, even the secular Jews realized, they can't make, you know, an Azkara Erev Pesach, something's going to come. So they ended up doing a Chavzai Nisan, which was, if I remember correctly, the day in the secular calendar that's when that's the date of the secular date of the ghetto, Warsaw ghetto uprising, the year they decided to be Koveyans, like in 1950 or something. So it's like not really an established date. The Rebbe didn't think it was right, because Nisan is fine with Simcha, there's no Avelus in Nisan, I mean, there's no Tachman in Nisan, no Spadian. But in the end of the day, the Rebbe lost, but they did establish a Sarvateve as a Yom HaKadosh HaKali. If you don't know when your loved ones were nifter, were murdered, so for tens of years, shuls were packed on Asara B'Teves. People didn't know when their loved ones died, were killed by the Nazis, they would take Kaddish on Asara B'Teves. There's less and less people staying for Kaddish for people who were killed in the war, because they're like great-grandparents. People don't take Kaddish for such far relatives, so at this point, it's not such a big thing. But Rabbi Sachar Tamar, in a piece he has in a different Masechta Yerushalmi, Masechet Gittin, he wonders, he talks about whether they should be Koveya and Yom Tanis, especially Yom Tanis for the Holocaust is a whole debate. Briscoe is against it, based on the kinnas we say on Tisha B'Av, we can't add days. There is precedent, the Chaf Sivan was a day a lot of stuff happened that was nikbah as a Yom Tzom in Ashkenaz, and for generations people fasted in the Chaf Sivan. So there is precedent for it, but for whatever reason it wasn't chosen. They didn't choose to create a tainis. But he writes, he thinks it's not stam. He thinks it's not stam. They chose that a Asara B'Teves is a Yom HaKadosh HaKali. He writes, Ulam calls it Shalahu Kva Yom Yuchat. Yesh Lomad, it's Emes Churban Yisrael Yameinu Huchal B'Asara B'Teves Yom Shasamach Nebuchadnezzar Yerushalayim. The Churban of the Holocaust, he's writing 2 years after the Holocaust. The Churban of the Holocaust started on Asara B'Teves, the day that Nebuchadnezzar besieged the city. Kichurban hamikdash v'galus Yisrael ne'arzenu hevia ikvoseh u'pranus Yisrael ad hachurban Yisrael yameinu. You think there's a connection between all of the tzaros of Am Yisrael, and therefore it's appropriate that Asara B'Teves is the Yom HaKadosh HaKol. Okay, so just to summarize, what I tried to develop this part of the Chabura was the question of whether or not Asara B'Teves is like other tzalmos, which is a passion, so it's unique, it's like Tisha B'Av, maybe more clever than Tisha B'Av, soon after Minas. One, question of Tanya Tisha B'Av, how do you explain the overdrawn? Is it a technical idea, or is it more fundamental, a lay tamar? Secondly, a chol tzim ha'sakana, actually, you may feel like Shad Somos, or maybe should be machmir, like the minag of Rav Chaim Sofer, to be machmir on fasting Asara B'Teves. And I suggest that maybe it's connected to his grandfather, great-grandfather's chiddush, that the question of whether or not the Beit HaMikdash will be built is decided and redecided every year on Asara B'Teves. I just want to conclude with the two ideas. The first is something from the Tzaddok. The Tzaddok comments on this Medrash Tanchuma that I quoted earlier, source number 3, that the Korban shouldn't happen on Asara B'Teves. And he says, how do the Medrash know that? How do the Medrash know that the Korban shouldn't happen on Asara B'Teves? So he says, the Pasuk uses the language of the Etzem HaYom HaZeh, that on this day, something is very special about this day. The Etzem HaYom HaZeh is also the term used by Yetzias Mitzrayim, by Bris Milah, something special. So he writes, Pize Yuvan, Mashakatu B'Tanchuma, Shabbat Asara B'Teves, source number 13, Hayuruim Yisrael L'Galus Me'ay Yerushalayim, Shkein Hu Omer Ben Adam, If they leave in the winter, they'll die. Hindu Malachites, etc. What does this mean? How does the Medrash know this? My Raya, maybe in Mashanemar, Shanemar, Kosuk Lachas, Shem Hayomazet. She ruined the Gallus by Servitavis. A Pasuk first, Samach Malachavav, the Esem, Zaya by Servitavis. A Kha'idi with the Chuma, Mashahiskir, Raya to the Chuma, what's the Raya? Shahiskir, Loshan, Esem Hayom. Shapirusha Zricha Saor Harishan Shnikra Yom Stam. Etzem Hayom, again, I'm not going to read the whole thing. I want to try to get back downstairs to the Sikha. But basically, what he says in a nutshell is that Medrash says that on Tisha B'Av the Mashiach is born. Why is Mashiach born on Tisha B'Av? Because Shavuot brings Galus. With the Galus comes already Mashiach. So, Asara B'Teves, the Etzem Hayom Hazeh. Asara B'Teves is a great day. Why is it a great day? Precisely because it's the day of Korban. Is why it's a great day, because now we have the opportunity for Geula. So again, it connects also to the idea of the Chacham Sofer, that today we daven for the Geula, because today is the day of the Korban, And that's exactly why the estimate is such a great day, because it from the Korban comes right away as a Gula. Just mention also the Beis Yishai, Rav Shlomo Fischer, he has an interesting drasha on Asar B'Teves, and he points out that it's very interesting that we commemorate by its Rishon. Gemara says in Tainis that in Tammuz we fast on the 70th. Why don't we fast on the 9th? The 9th was the time of the when they broke into the city and by its Rishon. According to the Bavli, the 9th of Tammuz is when they broke down the walls by its Rishon. But yet we fast on the 17th. Why do we fast on the 17th of Tammuz? Says the Rishonim, because the Korban Mayasheni is Chamei Lanfei. The Korban Mayasheni is more connected to that. So ask the Shlomo Fischer, why don't we commemorate the siege of the second Beit HaMikdash? Why do we connect the siege of the first Beit HaMikdash? After all, Chamei Lanfei, the second Beit HaMikdash, is more connected to that. So he writes that the first Beit HaMikdash created Galus and Kedusha Rishona Lo Kitcha Lasilo. When they left after the Korban of Bayis Rishon, there was no more Kedusha Zara. After by Shane, we know Kedusha Shabbat, Kedusha Shabbat remains. Kedusha Shnia, Kitchel Shaitab, Kitchel Shilav. So, what he argues is that we're commemorating not only the siege, but the siege that led to the ultimate destruction of Eretz Yisrael. That didn't happen when it came to by Shane. By Shane was destroyed, but Kedusha Shabbat remained. So, we think not only about the Beis HaMikdash, we think about Kedusha Shabbat, which is also, I think, an interesting idea. We should be zocher to see the Nechmas Tzion Yerushalayim. Here we go.